Hi, and welcome to Downtown Discoveries. I'm going to be your host, Jovan, and today with me, I'm going to have...
Jonifa.
And I've got...
Ida.
And I'm so happy that you guys are here. I really appreciate your time to be here on Downtown Discoveries to learn a little bit more about you guys and your organizations. Cool.
Awesome.
Let's get into it. Can you guys tell me a little bit about yourself and your background? I'm going to start with Jonifa.
Okay. So my name is Jonifa Banbury. I've been married for 30 years. I've got 3 adult kids. I'm currently a doctoral student at Texas State in the Adult Professional and Community Education Doctoral Program, a master's degree in sociology, and that's about enough right now. That's a lot.
Just a little bit on your plate, huh?
Just a tad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Her resume has a cape on it. Ida, can you tell us a little bit about you and your background?
Yes. I'm a member of the board of the Downtown Association of San Marcos, and through that, I'm a member of the Parking Advisory Board for the City of San Marcos, and I'm a member of the League of Women Voters, and I'm here primarily today to remind people to vote and give them resources.
Perfect. We definitely need that, the general election coming up in November. So I hope everyone's registered to vote. And okay, well, cool. Thank you guys for telling us a little bit about yourselves and your background. Really quick, I'm going to go with Ida first. Ida, can you tell us the main mission or the goal of the organizations that you're in?
Let's see. DASM is to advocate for our members and maintain a functional downtown. And then the League of Women Voters of Hays County is a nonpartisan organization that works to protect and expand voting rights and ensure everyone is represented in our democracy. We empower voters and we defend democracy through advocacy, education, and litigation at the local, state, and national levels. So I'm a member of the local chapter, and as such, I'm automatically a member of the state and national.
Awesome. Ms. Chana, do you want to
tell
us a little bit about the mission and goal of your organization, the Dunbar?
Yes, so I'm a member of the Dunbar Heritage Association, and the mission is to preserve Black culture through social practices, traditions, rituals, knowledge, spiritual beliefs, language, and artistic expression. And we achieve our mission by celebrating our customs and traditions, such as Black History Month. We are the official host of the Martin Luther King Jr. celebration here in the city of San Marcos. We've been doing it and holding it down for, I think, going on 23 years now, for advocating for the beautification and the preservation of the Dunbar Cultural Heritage District, and through educating, through workshops and events, festivals, and so on and so forth. So that's DHA in a nutshell.
Okay. Wow. That is awesome. So I have a question here. You know, we're kind of going on, I want to talk a little bit more about the community impact that you guys might have. Do you guys have any, can you share a success story or a positive impact that you've had through your organization on the community? I'll start with you, Ida.
Well, early voting starts October, it starts October 21st. It's a Monday. And people from around the county go to vote411.org to find out when voting begins, Monday, October 21st, where their closest polling location is, and to pull up their ballot, read the candidates' responses to questions, and decide which candidates they're going to vote for. And I work out down at the activity center, and a person in my class mentioned that she hadn't voted in a number of years, and she's going to vote wisely. She's going to know the candidates when she goes to the polls. And she got one of our voter guides, and she said, yeah, that's about what I need. I don't need to go to the Hays County Democrats or the Republicans, because you've asked questions and I can ascertain what the responses are.
Perfect.
Now, the Hays County Democratic Party and the Republican Party both have websites, and so they both offer pictures of their candidates, and the Hays County Republicans have sent out a mailer which talks about their platform, and I believe the Democrats will be doing that as well. So okay. Then we also list the Green Party and the Libertarians.
Okay. And that's awesome. That's an incredible success story of you being able to share those resources of your organization with a fellow, you know, citizen. That's awesome. Jennifer, can you give us a success story or a positive impact that you've had with the Dunbar?
Absolutely. So the Dunbar Heritage Association was heavily involved with the Crossroads Memorial Project. So as a matter of fact, Mr. Miller, who's our founder, Harvey Miller, the good-looking fella, he had the idea at a time when the marches had not been formalized by the Dunbar Heritage Association to create a monument or something, some lasting monument at the corner of LBJ and MLK. He did a survey and realized that San Marcos was the only place in the United States that had those two iconic figures that had a street's name that were crossroads together. And so he had the idea to create this monument. And so it was such a great idea that the city and the county and the university collaborated to make this idea come to fruition. And so here we are 10 years later. We celebrated the Crossroads Memorial earlier this year at the MLK celebration. So that's one success story. Another success story is we are members of the Downtown Association, and we collaborated with some other organizations to create the diversity mural, which sits on the corner of LBJ and MLK. So that's just a few of the things that we've done.
I've been out to that mural. I believe we had a Downtown Association meeting out there. It was pretty hot. Mm-hmm. We were all sweating buckets, but it was a beautiful mural.
Yeah.
I think earlier in one of our shows earlier, we had Mitty, and she told us about the significance of that mural as well. As it's awesome.
Absolutely. But,
all right. Well, now we're going to move on to a couple of events and initiatives. Can you tell us about any upcoming events or initiatives that you are excited about?
Yeah, sure.
Jennifer first.
So the first event that we have coming up for our 24-25 season is the Harvey Miller Day of Service. So Mr. Miller was an activist. He was a community organizer, and he believed in uplifting the community and doing things for the community. So we try to carry on his legacy. We have shoes that they're too big for us to fill, but we do the best we can. And so when he passed away in 2020, we thought about it, you know, for a year, like, how can we honor his legacy? What can we do to memorialize his name and carry on the traditions of service to the community? And so we came up with the idea of the Harvey Miller Day of Service. And what we do each year, this is going to be our fourth year now, we go into the Dunbar community and we do a neighborhood cleanup. So we invite community members. You don't have to live in the Dunbar neighborhood, even though we do attract a lot of Dunbar residents and people that live adjacent to that neighborhood, the San Antonio Street area. And we just have a big, huge cleanup in the area. We start at the Eddie Durham Park. So that's going to be on November 2nd. And it starts at 8:45. We meet at Eddie Durham Park. More information is on our website, dhasmtx.com. And we just invite people to come out. And so the last 2 years, we've added a couple of elements. We've done this partnership with Keep San Marcos Beautiful, their hotspot cleanups. They supply all of the materials to the participants to help clean up the neighborhood. But the last 2 years, we've also added the Hays County Food Bank. And so the Hays County Food Bank is going to have their vans out there and a couple of barrels. So we invite participants to not only come out, help clean up the neighborhood, but to fill the van, because that time of year, we know that the Hays County Food Bank is getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday and the subsequent holiday season thereafter. So we want to do our part to make sure that we help the food bank and clean up the neighborhood November 2nd, 2024, Eddie Durham Park. Be there, be square.
Awesome. I love that. Well, we will definitely be there. Can you give me...
I just want to say that I have participated in the park cleanup, and I met a lot of athletes from Texas State. It was really fun to get to walk the neighborhood. And we always look forward to the LBJ walk. And the monument is quite a lovely monument. It casts a beautiful shadow when, you know, at that time of day. So the event that I am excited about, I don't know if I've mentioned that early voting starts October 21st, which is a Monday, and people in San Marcos can early vote at the elections office on Hunter and Stagecoach, or the Broadway Health Department at 401 Broadway, or the LBJ Center. And it's on the second level if you enter off the campus, and it's on the ground level if you enter off the parking garage level. And if you vote on campus, your parking is paid. Awesome. But there's also this organization called National Voter Registration Day, and it has expanded its reach to encourage early voting. The organization was founded in 2012 by Matt Singer, and he believes in civic involvement and having fun. So he wants voter registration and voting vote early days to be holidays, if not, you know, official holidays from work, at least in atmosphere and approach. So the National Voter Registration Day has designated National Voter Early Day as October 29th, which I believe is a Tuesday. It's generally a low vote day, but you are encouraged to dress up, get a friend, and go vote early.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, Ida, it is 7 o'clock until 7 o'clock for early voting?
Let me check that.
Okay,
I'll get back with you on that.
Just so we can tell our listeners what times they can be there for the voting. I know for Election Day it is 7 to 7, but I know there's some times that change a little bit on early voting depending on where they're at, but I thought that it was still all day long that you can go in and early vote.
I will get back with you on that and then after the next question.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. Okay, so now I kind of want to, do we have enough time or should we go on?
Let's go ahead and take a break real quick, okay? And then we can come on back.
Yeah,
that'll give Ida a minute to check that. And now that I stumped her, I didn't mean to do that, Ida. And you are listening to Downtown Discoveries here on Thursday afternoon. And it is 5:30 on the second Thursday now that we are doing this. And views expressed on the show are those of the hosts, the guests, and not necessarily those of KZSA. Or SMTXCRA, but this is a show about you getting involved and knowing what's going on around your community. And thank you. We're going to be right back after these quick this quick station break.
Please join the Hays County Child Protective Board as we celebrate our 46 years of service on Wednesday, October 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Anita Ray's Park on Broadway. Children are welcome and refreshments will be provided. This family event honors community members for their support and recognizes those who have helped the Hays County Child Protective Board continue this heartfelt project of providing emergency resources for children and families in crisis.
The Rotary Club of San Marcos is sponsoring a Rise Against Hunger food packaging event during World Food Week in October. We need 150 volunteers to pack 15,000 meal packets in 2 hours. Each package serves 6 people, so that's meals for 90,000 people, which will be sent to a famine-plagued area of the world. Locally, we will also be raising money in October for the San Marcos School Fuel Program and the Hays County Food Bank. Join us for this food packaging event during World Food Week on October the 19th, from 9 a.m. to noon at the First Lutheran Church in San Marcos. We hope you'll help us take a bite out of hunger, both locally and internationally. For more information and to sign up to volunteer, please visit our webpage at events.riseupagainsthunger.org/Rotary Club San Marcos 2024.
Perfect. And we are back from our break. I'm your host, Jovan, and we are here sitting and talking with Ida and Jennifer. And yeah, we are going to keep on talking about themselves and their organizations.
Well, Ida, did you find that answer to the question that I threw at you there?
Yes. And if a person wants to find it themselves, they can Google Hays County Elections Office and find it on their website. But for the first week of voting, the 21st through the 25th, Monday through Friday, the polling locations are open 9 to 6.
Okay.
Awesome.
And on the Saturday, the 26th, they're open 7 to 7. And then on Sunday, the 27th, they're open 12 to 6.
Okay.
And then the following week, the 28th through November 1st, the last day of early voting, they're open 7 to 7.
Okay.
So and that's what they'll be open on Election Day, the 5th.
And that'll be that 7 to 7 for your 29th, for your event that you were talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. All right. Thanks, Sean.
Awesome. Well, thank you for following up with that question. And then I've got a couple more for you guys. Speaking a little bit more about your respective organizations, what are some of the challenges that you have faced while operating or while, you know, trying to just conduct in San Marcos? And how have you been able to overcome them? I'm going to start with Jonifa first.
Okay. So when you have a small nonprofit organization, it's like every day is a fight for survival. So you just kind of live in that reality. So I will, you know, just name a couple, not to overwhelm the listeners, but just being able to work with your volunteers, because as a nonprofit, everyone is a volunteer, and being able to coordinate with volunteers to put on the events from year to year. You know, you have some people that come and go, so sometimes staffing issues are an issue or a concern. But we do have some faithful members to answer the question of, you know, how have we been able to overcome? We've been able to grow over the years where we have returning volunteers and returning members that are faithful, and they know the process of how we do events. Mm-hmm. They're familiar with the vision and they're excited. So just looking to grow the organization in those ways and just establish a permanent staff, you know, in the future.
Yeah.
So that's just one of the small challenges that we face.
I can understand that. Yeah. Ida, are there any challenges?
Well, I would just like to add to Jonifa that I got to call bingo at one of their MLK events. And then the next year, I got to play bingo. And I got to say that the caller from Jonifa's sorority was a really good bingo caller. And I strive to be as good as this young woman.
Absolutely. And Ida is one of our faithful volunteers.
Good.
She sure is.
So one of the challenges we faced is the candidates really like live forums, but it takes a lot more volunteer time to organize those. And a lot of our members, you know, they work or they're recently retired and they are not looking for a second job. So more hans on deck, like Jonathan's saying, we're all volunteers. More of us can make the work lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd like to meet the candidates' needs, but it just takes more of us to do that.
Absolutely.
Well, and so after COVID kind of changed things around where we used to have the live candidate forums, and it made it a lot more difficult for you. And I think that's been kind of that recovery since COVID is getting back to that normal that we used to have with the live forums. And it is, you're right, it takes a lot of effort to get that out there for folks, and it's very difficult for time to get people to come out to these forums too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, we do have virtual forums. On October 10th, we're having two, one for the county races and one for the state representatives. And then we have another one October 17th for the San Marcos City Council races. And those will be at 7 p.m. And you can go to lwvhayesco.com to find out more. That's lwvhayesco, short for county, www.thedunbarhair.com.
Okay. Thank you. Next, moving on forward, a couple more specific questions. Have you guys ever been able to collaborate with other local businesses or organizations? If so, how have these partnerships benefited your organization? I'm going to start with you, Ida.
Well, I'm going to speak at a more statewide level. We do collaborate with other nonprofits, and we're members of a coalition that took the problem with the DMV not always paying attention to whether an individual had checked that they wanted to update their voter registration when they got a new license. Mm. So we took that to court, and the DMV process is improving. When you go to vote and you're not registered at your new address, if you have your new ID, where, you know, you ask to be updated in the voter registration database, we take that, we either call our office or we vote you provisionally with all that information on the back of the envelope, so the ballot board knows, you know, when your license shows an active date, and, you know, it generally is, you get in there, you get voted.
That's nice. Okay. Jennifer.
Could you repeat the question?
I'm sorry.
I checked out.
Okay.
I don't know
no, it's
I
okay.
Was.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. Have you been able to, has the Dunbar Heritage Association been able to collaborate with any other businesses or any other organizations? And if so, how did these partnerships benefit the Dunbar HA?
So that's what we do. We thrive when we collaborate with other organizations and businesses in San Marcos. The Downtown Association is one of those primary organizations that we've collaborated with. We did a MLK celebration on the square, a partnership with the Downtown Association, and we called it the Common Unity MLK Day. Mm-hmm. Of course, one of the most visible ones is the Crossroads Memorial, the LBJ MLK Crossroads Memorial, the Diversity Mural, and we have partnerships with Texas State University where we host our events with local sororities, churches, mm-hmm. Just so many partnerships. It's really the way that we exist because we want to engage the community, and we know that we can't do anything for the community without community involvement and community input. And that's the way that you make an impact, and that's mm-hmm. that's the way you build community, is by working together.
Absolutely. And that is very well said. Love that. Because, yeah, you can't have a community impact without community. Moving on to, you know, our next questions. I'm going to move on to sustainability and future plans. You know, what are the next, you know, what are the future goals? What are the next plans for your respective organizations? Ida, I'm going to go off with you first.
Well, October 15th, we have a membership visit, and then we just plan to keep doing what we do and hoping to grow our membership.
All right. Cool. Jennifer?
So what DHA is planning to do is, you know, becoming a learning organization. And what I mean by that is that as we grow, the organization itself finds ways to grow, to learn, and to, you know, build from the ground up, because we've been around for so long and you get comfortable doing the procedures and things that you've always done, but it's time for us to expand and grow. Mm-hmm. And the organization itself needs to learn, as well as the individuals within the organization. And like Ida said, continuing to do what we do, we're planning a Kwanzaa celebration, mm-hmm. or a pre-Kwanzaa celebration, which is a non-religious cultural holiday of African principles, the seven principles of Kwanzaa. That's on December 21st at the library. And then we want to remind everyone that the MLK celebration is coming up. January 18th, we have the kids event that we partner with the library mm-hmm. every year, usually between 10:30 and 12:30. And then we also have the celebration itself, the wreath laying ceremony and the walk where we walk to the Courthouse Square, and that's going to be on January 20th. And so pretty soon, the registration forms for those events, particularly the MLK event, is going to go live. The volunteer form for the Harvard Miller Day of Service is already on the website if you're interested in participating, or you can just show up on November 2nd at 8:45 at Eddie Durham Park. And if you don't know about Kwanzaa, what we try to do is educate people about the celebration, and it's a pre-Kwanzaa festival. That way you can go home and start a new tradition or continue that tradition if you've already celebrated Kwanzaa. And so that's what we do, and we continue to look forward to serving the community of San Marcos and beyond.
That's wonderful. And ladies, thank you so much for your time. I know that we're about wrapped up with the segment here, so I'm going to do a couple announcements that we have here. So one of the first ones that we have is from the Calaboose African American History Museum. We have the Eddie Durham Festival, October 19th. If we have any questions, give me 1 second. And this is from Lori Hertz. Give us
there you go.
There Next we go. Page. Let me find the right place. So, the 2024 Eddie Durham Jazz Fest. It's going to be October 19th. From 11 to 6 p.m. with a free concert. We have to bring our lawn chairs and our blankets. We're going to have performances from the Blues Revue featuring Michael Powers, Morris Nelms, Ace Pepper, the Jamie Kruger Group, the Sonia Love Quartet, the Blue Mist, and the Texas State Jazz Ensemble. Incredible list of sponsors here. And
that's probably good there.
Yeah, that's it. So next we have the Downtown Scoop. This weekend is Texas State Family Weekend and Spooky Movies on the Square and a Lunch and Learn. So the Spooky Movies on the Square is going to be October 11th. I believe we're going to be showing the movie at 7:30. Attendees are encouraged to grab takeout from a local restaurant and come enjoy the movie Hocus Pocus. Texas State Family Weekend starts tomorrow. It's going to be from October 11th to the 13th, so expect a little bit of traffic with over 4,000 visitors coming over the course of the weekend. Calling all Texas State alumni-owned businesses, the University Marketing has asked for a list of Texas State or Southwest Texas alumni-owned businesses for potential video feature during homecoming this November. We also have a free small business workshop with the Downtown Association. October 10th is managing your online presence. November 14th is going to be cultivating your entrepreneurial mindset. And December 12th is how to master soft skills.
I think that was it on that.
That was it. We have a couple more. Just one. Nope. Two more. Two more?
Yeah.
So we have the 4th Historic Cemetery Tour, which is going to be Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And this is located at the San Marcos City Cemetery on 1001 Ranch Road 12. And then we also have the History of Tejano, the Century of Tejano History, video interviews with Frank Arredondo and Freddie and Sylvia Garza. That is going to be Saturday, October 12th at 1 p.m. This is going to be located at the Hays County Historic Courthouse, which is right here in downtown. So don't miss it, guys.
Yeah, don't worry about the other one there. I think it's more for Wimberley. So we're going ahead and we'll hold off on that one.
Yeah.
But and we do have the Veterans Day Parade. We'll be coming up down here on the Veterans Day on the 11th.
And, oh, that's right.
So we'll get some more information for you on that as well. Javon, you want to wrap it up then?
Ladies, thank you guys again for coming on Downtown Discoveries. I was your host, Jovan, and thank you all so much again. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jovan.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Thank you, Jonifa.
Thank you, Ida.
Goodbye.